So good morning once again, Maison. Praise the Lord for this wonderful morning. Let's come before God. Let's bow our heads. God, Lord, we are so thankful. We are so grateful, O God, because indeed, Lord, you are so good. Indeed, O Lord, you are so faithful, Lord God, to us. And Father, O Lord God, for this morning, we ask, O Lord, that your mighty hands, that your mighty moving of your Spirit, O Lord God, will just continue, Lord, you know, to work powerfully in our midst. Lord, ampo na ako nga ikaw, Lord, magapa, makigsulti ka, Ginoo, sa matag-usa nga kasing-kasing. Tangtang nga, unsa may mga butang na din, Lord, nga magbabag in a way, Lord, sa among pagsulod, sa among pagpaminaw. O Lord, tuguti that for the rest of our time, we will be treasuring, O God, Lord, your words, O God. We will be anticipating, we are expectant, O God, sa mga butang that you are going, Lord God, to teach to each one of us, O God, for this morning. And so help us, O God, and so grace us, O Father, and enable us, O Father, O Lord God, for this morning. And we thank you and we praise you, Father, O Lord God, for everything and whatever, O Lord, that we will be accomplishing, O God, for this morning. And we are careful, giving everything back to you, all the glory, all the honor, praises, and thanks. In Jesus' name, God, we pray. Amen, Lord, and amen. And amen. So, again, make so on. Good morning sa matag-usa. And praise the Lord for this. Another opportunity God has given really to me. And if you still recall, last two Sundays ago, that I shared something about that would somehow maigsoon makapa-evaluate. Okay? Sa ato nga kasing-kasing. As I said last two Sundays, that adunay lamay duha ka klase nga tao din sa iglesia. Okay? Whether you are what? Are you a fan or are you a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ? And this is a thing make so on that at times ginabuhat ni God to that huge crowd of people nga di nag-follow always ni Ginoong Jesus. Because for God, He could not make so on individually nga iyang ma-assess o iyang ma-filter sa matag-usa as to their commitment, as to their heart para ni God. But then again, the only way for God to just assess, to evaluate sa ilang matag-usa nga kasing-kasing is what? To preach to them some tough, some kanang sakit nga sermon ngadto nila. And for that reason, may soon, dito, nauting kayo dito, nausisa ni God, nga diin, di ay tanan. And then pipila lamang di ay, nga din, adunay tinud-anay, adunay kinasing-kasing or sincero nga tinguha sa pagsunod sa Ginoo. And this is something may soon nga diin, we as Christians, nga diin, we must at the same time assess ato nga kasing-kasing. Why? Because from day to day, we are bombarded sa mga circumstances sa kinabuhi that in one way or another, may soon at times, ma-waver ang atong, unsaman, ang atong faith, ang atong commitment diya sa Ginoo. And that's why it's good time and time again to evaluate sa atong nga kasing-kasing, sa atong kinabuhi. Lord, where am I in my walk, God? Currently, sa akong kinabuhi. Asa man ko, God? As of today, kaha, sa akong Kristohanon nga paglakaw. Am I really, Lord God, a spectator, God? Am I really just sitting, Lord God, during Sundays, after a Sunday, hearing Pastor Ramil's sermon and then praising you, Lord God, and doing, Lord God, praise and worship, and then after that, nothing really happens at all sa atong kinabuhi. And after that, there's no really sense of commitment. There's no really sense of, you know, sincerity, sulod sa atong kasing-kasing, desiring something really bigger. Desiring something that would change, that would revolutionize sa atong Kristohanon nga pagkinabuhi sa atong pagsunod diha sa Ginoo. That is why last two Sundays, I shared to you Luke 9:23. Remember, God says, if anyone would really wish to follow me, okay, he must what? He must deny himself. Okay? Take up his cross and follow me. And again, make so on that was really a tough words that were really coming from God. And in fact, sadly, sad to say, lots of people, wala gyud malipay ni atong maong mensahe, and lots of people make so on really torn their back away from God, torn their shoulders away from the Lord, and they just leave God, left God. Diha sa ilang paglakaw sa Ginoo. And this morning, Megson, this is really a continuation. Why? This again, Megson, is in Luke 9. If you have your Bibles, Megson, with you, I'd like you to open your Bibles in Luke 9. In Luke 9, verses, at the last paragraph, Megson, of 9, from verse 57 down. Okay, Luke 9, chapter 9, verses 57 to 62. Okay, let me read this to you, Meg. So I'll be reading from English Standard Version. Verse 57, it says here, as they were going along the road, someone said to him, I will follow you, Lord, wherever you go. And Jesus said to him, foxes have holes and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head. Verse 59, to another man, he said, follow me. But he said, Lord, first let me go and bury my father. And Jesus said to him, leave the dead to bury their own dead. But as for you, go and proclaim the kingdom of God. In verse 61, yet another said, Lord, I will follow you, Lord. But let me first say farewell. Say goodbye to my family, to my home. Jesus said to him, no one who puts his hand to the plow looks back is fit for the kingdom of God. And God is talking about three types of people, three types of typical people diha sa iglesia. And these are really common nowadays, in as much that God is so desirous that one greatest purpose, you know what? Why God has called us, and at the same time, why God has purposely saved us is not for us to be just come and go in the church, but rather God has a greater plan for each sa ato nga kinabuhi. And again, make so on, this is a typical example, and at the same time, this kind of people are very common nowadays in churches. And I hope and I pray somehow through this, we might really be challenged. We might really be impacted as to what really God is telling us in this particular passage of scripture. And these three types of people, Mengson, they are potential followers. Amen? God, I will follow you, Lord, wherever you go. And in the second person, Mengson, God said, follow me. But then again, Mengson, he has excuses. And the third person says, God, I will follow you. And these guys, they were, as I mentioned, they were potential. Okay? Followers, if they have that heart diha sa Ginoo, they can greatly be used. They can be effectively be used diha sa kingdom ni God. But somehow, along the way, diha sa kinabuhi, Megson, there are things that keep them from following. Adunay mga butang, Megson, sa ilang kinabuhi nga maoy unsa, maoy nakababag, nahimong obstacle, nahimong hindrance sa ilang pagsunod diha sa Ginoo. noo. Okay? And then again, make sure sa itong paglakaw, isip Kristuanon, as I mentioned, there are plenty of circumstances, obstacles, in a way that somehow makes on, in as much as we are so eager unta to serve God, right? To, you know what, to pursue what's God's will for us. But then and again, we are somehow what hindered sa mga circumstancia nga mao'y nakababag at times sa ato nga tinguha diha sa Ginoo. And in verse 57, it says here, as they were walking along the road, a man said to him, okay, notice here, there was a man who met the Lord and told God, Lord, I will follow you wherever you go. And God said, foxes have holes and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has no place to lay his head. And in this, makita nato mga kaigsuonan ang typical, okay, nga mga katawhan dinhi sa Biblia as what really the Lord mentioned. And here, the first person who was really saying to the Lord, Lord, I will follow you, God. Okay? Lord, I am desirous, God. I am eager to follow you. Notice here, may igsoon. You know what? Something, makita mo interesting sa pagbuhi niya sa mao nga pulong niya. He says, I will follow you, Lord, wherever you go. Notice may igsoon the word wherever. Amen? That means, ngayon, this guy, somehow may igsoon, has come into a realization sa iyang kinabuhi that it's worth, you know what, to follow the Lord Jesus Christ. It's worth, you know what, to serve the Lord Jesus Christ wherever, kung asa man ka, ibutang sa Ginoo, kung asa man ka, ihatod sa Ginoo. Okay? It says, I will follow you, Lord, without any reservations. But it is being shown here how the Lord, you know, responded. How God, you know, responded to that guy. That God makes shown did not somehow yung insulto. God did not somehow rebuke that guy. But notice here, the words that were really coming from God, it was a realization of what's really at stake. It's a realization kung unsa gyud ang tinud-anay nga Kristohanon nga paglakaw, that Christianity is not na igsoon a matter of just going to church Sunday after Sunday. It's more than that. There is a task entailed. There is a work to be done. There is a mission to be accomplished in Christianity. And this is what God really was trying to convey ngadto sa mao nga guy, foxes have holes and bears of the air have nest, but the Son of Man has no place to lay his head. And in as much as these guys desire to serve the Lord, and somehow, as I mentioned, God showed him, somehow may soon mo ginagawa sa Ginoo, if you're really wanting to follow me, just please, please check thoroughly sa imong kasing-kasing. Why? Because if you are wanting to follow me, there's no more turning back. Right? Remember, my son, the disciples, when they were someone casting their nets on the seashore, Peter, Andrew, James, and John, on the height of their business, you know, fishing business, dito sa Palestine, di ba, nag-ano sila, and then nag-prepare sila for that business. And then one day, God approached them, came by to them, and God said to them, come and follow me. The Bible says, at that time, they throw their nets and they begin to follow the Lord. It was a total, what? Commitment. It was a total surrender. No ifs, no buts. That were really coming from the disciples Peter, Andrew, James, and John. And God said, foxes have holes, birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has no place to lay his head. You know what? What really God was really trying to convey to this guy, you know, this is really a call. This is a call against comfort. Why? Because in reality, may it so on, God was, you know what, was seeing something deep, something in reality sa kasing-kasing sa maong agay. Yes, he said that. But, you know, sa kinatibok sa kasing-kasing sa maong lalagi, this guy was a guy of comfort. Amen? A guy may soon, unsa man, who loves always to be in comfortable situation. Amen? And, you know what? You know, the word comfort makes on. This is really oftentimes what keeps people from following really the Lord right now. Remember, makes on the call of the Lord Jesus Christ to deny ourselves and take up his cross is very contradictory, is very contrary to our desire to live in comfort. And that is why you're not making so on. You know what? Any denomination who preaches that life, Christianity is a life to be comfortable, that's really a cult. You know what? You're not church, a cult messages. Why? Because God never makes so on, told his disciples that Christianity is a life of comfort. However, God keeps on reminding them that Christianity is a life of pain. Christianity is a life of trials. Christianity is a life of tribulations. When you have Jesus Christ sa imong kinabuhi, it does not mean to say, nga diin, wala na ko'y problema sa kong kinabuhi. But there will be problems that will be coming sa ato nga kinabuhi. But in that problem, you will see the mighty hands of God working through you in that problems. If you only stand firm in your ground, and God, my son, will just shower his grace to just enable us to go through into some tough moments, into some tough seasons sa ato nga kinabuhi. Amen? And you know what? Comfort is what keeps us from following the Lord right now, brethren. Why? Because we people make so on by natures, we are peoples of comfort. We are lovers of comforts. Amen? So may, wala man siguro yung nag-ampo na itong Lord. Takain ito kong problema, Lord. Ay, siguro, di ba? Wala man siguro sa itong sakto nga pangunauna ba nag-ampo ito. Lord, problema, Lord. Itaong tagay. Di ba? We always pray, Lord God, Lord, please God, as I start 2019, may Lord God bless my family. May God bless my career. May Lord God bless my life. And all this blessing, my soul, you know what? Signify one thing. It signifies what? Comfort. Di ba? Sa kinabuhi. Because we wanted, really, to be comfortable sa kinabuhi. We don't want discomforts in life, such as problems, sacrifice, pains in life. But you know what? Kung aduna lay choice ang kinabuhi, if life has its own choice, we would rather live for the rest of our life to live in our comfort zone. Diba? Kung nalay choice ba? Kung nalay butang sige no, sige. Philip, choose dia asa man ka. Life of suffering, life of comfort. I believe may igsoon, pareha muna ko. Aray ko sa life of comfort, Lord. Oy, diba? Di ko ganas life of suffering. That's really by nature. We all are lovers of comfort, mga igsoon. But let me share to you what is really comfort zone means. Okay, kanang comfort ba? Comfortable na ka sa ako nga kinabuhi. I got this from online my zone, and it's a good definition as far as comfort zone is concerned. It says here, a place, you know what my zone? Comfort zone, it's a place or situation where one feels safe or at ease and no stress. What? Worry-free ba? Why problema? Why stress? Di ko kanang problema, di ko kanang ma-stress ko, di ko kanang mo-sacrifice ko sa akong Kristo na kinabuo. I wanted to have a worry-free life. And that is our what? Comfort zone sa ato nga kinabuhi. But you know what makes on? In as much as God really teach us that Christianity is a life anti what? Comfort zone. But sometimes we are hooked, we are used sa mga butang sa pag kinabuhi mga igsoon that we feel comfortable, and then because may igsoon that's our comfort zone, muna nga lisod at times, you know what, to give up, lisod at times pag-usab sa mga kinabuhi sa atong time, sa atong schedule, sa atong mga commitments, sa atong life, nga din imong ipasok, imong usaman, i-fit in ang mga butang para sa Ginoo. Why? Because we are used to that. We used to be in our comfort zone. Di ba? And then, during weekdays, Monday, di ba, na ay prayer meeting. Di ba? Abot na to. Kapoy naman, oy. And then, inot naman, yutan ang probinsyano or anything, mga telenovela. Sige mo, relax lang ko. Then, kapoy naman mo ato sa simbahan. We love comfort zone, right? Mapanay ko na yung mga whatever ministries that we have sa atong diri. And then, at times may soon, it's in conflict sa atong mga lakaw, sa atong pamilya, sa atong kinabuhi. At times may soon, we unsaman, we sacrifices those things that are really from God. And we are what? We are taking too value, may soon. We are, you know what, putting too much value sa mga butang sa ato nga kinabuhi. Sa mga butang nga diin, dini sa kalibutan. Remember, makes on this. Great things, dangkok nga mga butang sa Ginoo, never came from comfort zones. Right? If you are really wanting, you know, to improve, to grow, sa imong personal life diya sa Ginoo, to grow as a family in the Lord, to grow my business in the Lord, to grow my employment, my career in the Lord. You know what? Great things, danggo nga mga butang, never came from comfort zone. Right? It never came from comfort zone. If we are wanting to grow, we should remove ourselves from our comfort zones and take actions, right? For instance, make zone in the area of spiritual, what? Growth. If we are really wanting to grow, what? We need to take actions, right? We may not only contented to go really Sunday after Sunday, but then again, make zone, it's a matter of choice. We cannot help, Pastor Ramil cannot help, unless you will take initiative. Unless you will take drastic action. Lord, I have missed, Lord, 10 years of my Christianity and nothing is improving in my life. And Lord, just help me, Lord God. And even this year, 2019, Lord, it's by grace, Lord, just help me just to be the kind of person that you really desire for me to be. And Lord, help me. And how can God enable to help us if we won't take actions? Amen? God's grace makes on, God's blessing is always at hand. What matters is our heart, our initiative, our sacrifices, diha sa Ginoo. Diba? For instance, makes on, diba kayo mong lawas, kinaka mag six pack. One pack man yung lawas. Diba? One pack. Huwag na kang mag-six pack to be physically fit. Diyos mo buhaton, you can never be in tune, be physically tuned kung unsa man nara ka sa balay. Mukaon ka, naara ka sa balay. You need to make drastic actions. You need to make actions. What you will do? You will go to the gym, right? Or mga unsa na, Thai boxing? Diba? You will do something. You will invest something nga diin adunay something improvement sa imo nga kinabuhi. There must be sacrifice to be invested in order improvements, in order magsuon nga adunay changes that will take place sa ako nga kinabuhi. Amen? Kita mo pagwapa ka. Di ba? Ang sabi mo waton. Kung di ka mo ito develop, eh mahal, di ba? Palit kag mga over-the-counter ng mga pagwapa, right? And then, you need to be religious enough in putting all those products in your face para onsuman, para magwapa. Kaya you need to take actions. You need to take effort to see improvements. Right, mga mommies or mga ladies? Makita niyo, di ba? And the same thing also with our spiritual growth. Right? Amen? And if you're wanting really to grow, we need to take actions. Not only spiritual growth, how about our marriage life? Marriage. We love that our marriage will flourish, Mixon will grow. Amen? But then again, Mixon, the same with spiritual growth, we need to take some actions. This does not really work by merely attending to churches. The change must begin una sa tanan sa ato nga kinabuhi, that I will make something greater in my life to save my marriage in order my marriage to be blessed. Or kung imong mga anak, kung mga parents kadi mga anak ang mga sipat ba, di ba? So man ato, di ba? Pagtabang sa tong mga anak, we need to be an encouragement to them. Right? We need to push them para sa mga butang diha sa Ginoo. But kining mga butang nga magso, you know, this won't really take place kun walay sacrifices. Di ba? Kun walay commitment sa ato nga kinabuhi. Why? Because kapoy, oy, kapoy kaayo sa kong kinabuhi, di ba? Ganahan man ta nga feel, ano lang, relax lang, chill. Spiritual chill sa ato nga kinabuhi. If that's really the case sa ato nga life, no, nothing will ever improves. Nothing will ever really change sa ato nga kinabuhi. Why? Because we are only contented sa ato nga life. We need to step out from our comfort zones. We need to be sacrificial. Right? We need to be intentional sa atong pursuit to follow really God. That we desire for growth and change in our lives. Otherwise, we won't really grow at all. But notice here, Megson, whatever makes you uncomfortable, if you really sacrifice now for God, you are stepping out from your comfort zone and you feel, kapoy naman, you feel, Megson, something. But remember, Megson, whatever makes you uneasy or uncomfortable is your biggest opportunity for growth. Amen? And this entails being so on what? Sacrifices. And this entails what? Entails effort sa ato nga kinabuhi. Diba? If you are pray ka, Lord, may unta niya kung bana, Lord, kung anak, Lord, hindi in matuluan yun sa iya sa Ginoo. And then, yun, you know, this church has blessed us with plenty of ministries. We have couples ministry, right? Napay free nga kaon. Why not join ba? Diba? What's in that? If you're really wanting to be blessed, if you're really wanting, you know what, nga diin panalanginan ang atong pagpuyo, God has placed all this para sa atong, this is not really for God. But these are all placed and designed for our own spiritual advantages, for our own spiritual blessings, that in a way, sa atong kaminyoon, sa atong mga anak o sa atong kinabuhi, matabangan ta sa atong paglakaw diha sa Ginoo. Amen? And whatever makes us uncomfortable is our biggest opportunity for growth. But the question makes on is that, is your relationship ba sa Ginoo signifies comfort today or sacrifice? Does my relationship ba sa Ginoo today tell me that I am really comfortable na ba? Or am I really sacrificial ba sa akong paglakaw diha sa Ginoo? Amen? Remember, may zone. Too much comfort zone is so dangerous. Right? Your comfort zone, remember, is your danger zone. Too much comfortable, may zone. This would lead you away from God. And you will be contented only. Hearing something after Sunday, thinking that I'm fulfilling my Christianity, Christian life. Why? Because I'm attending to church Sunday after Sunday, I'm giving my tithes. No, if you try to read New Testament, the Bible, my son, that's not really the case. God requires each one of us to be a person of a disciple, to be a person of being a follower of the Lord. Yes, you know. God has never saved us to become a mere fan only, a mere spectator, a mere, you know what, goer only in the church. But God has called us, has saved us into a greater purpose sa ato nga kinahanglan. Naglagot na ako, wala. Amen? And this is something makes on the heart sa Ginoo, sa ato nga kinabuhi. In as much as we love comfort zone, but God is anti-comfort zone sa ato nga kinabuhi. God wants us, because after all, may so on, you know what? When you and I will die, God will tell us, God will ask us something. God will never ask us, oh, kumusta man imong negosyo? Kumusta man imong career? Kumusta man imong trabaho? Kumusta man imong family? No! God will ask us one thing, how faithful you were before God. And you will be standing, may so on, in front of God. And God will ask you, why am I letting you enter into my kingdom? You will say, Lord, I accept your son, Jesus Christ. Well, that may be true. But did you invest? Did you give really your life while you are still alive for the purpose and for the glory of the Lord? You know what? That's another case, and that's a big question mark. And that's the first guy makes on, as mentioned by God here. A guy who loves really comfort sa iyang kinabuhi. Amen? Moving on here. In verse 59, he said to another man, Lord, let me, he said to another man, follow me. God said to another man, follow me. And then this second guy said to the Lord, Lord, first let me go and bury my father. And Jesus said to him, let the dead bury their own dead, but you go and proclaim the kingdom of God. Amen? So, kung imong magtanawon may igsoon, actually, the first guy and the second guy may igsoon, kung imong tanawon, kung imong basahon in detail is really different. Nga naman, because ang first guy, it was his intention. Siya, Lord, I will follow you, God. And God says, foxes have holes and birds in the air have nests, but the Son of Man has no place to lay his head. But in the second guy, you know what? The invitation is clearly coming from God. And God was telling this guy,
Jail, follow me. Jail road, follow me. Kita mo ang contrast? God personally invited the second guy to follow really the Lord. But notice his reply in this verse. The man replied, Lord, let me first go and bury my father. A very interesting word makes on that's coming from the first, second guy, first. But you know what makes on? If you try to go deep into that Jewish context, into this, you're not burying the dead. But actually, Mixon, it's, you know, ang iyang rason, it's very justifiable. Why? Because Jewish people, Mixon, it's their custom, it's their tradition. The same na itong mga Pinoy ba? Na din, to pay tribute, to pay respect, always sa mga minahal sa kinabuhi, that you cannot afford to miss out during the burial sa imong mga loved ones. You need to be there. You need to be present during sa burial sa imong loved ones. But kung imo tanaw niya rason, very legitimate. Lord, first let me go and bury my father. But God said, let the dead bury their own dead. But you go and proclaim the kingdom of God. But then again, you know, in as much as God was really inviting this guy, come follow me. That was what? That was a privilege. Why? Because it was God who really personally called that guy. But then again, God was seeing the deeper most sa kasing-kasing sa tao. Why? Because this word, Lord, first let me go and bury my father. This is as if saying, Lord, I want to follow you. Lord, I really love to follow you, Lord. But this is not the right time. But Lord, dili lang sa karon. Now is not the good time. First, let me do what I want really to do sa ako nga kinabuhi. God was calling him. It was a call against excuse. And what we see in this guy makes all, this is a guy with what? With excuses sa kinabuhi. Okay? Mga excuse ba? Ay, mga lagad, magdinuaray ko, lagad sa Ginoo, asun nga maminyo na ko. Why? Because I'm struggling right now. I'm single, right? And then after 10 years, waagyapon. After 15 years, waagyapon. After 20 years, waagyapon. Kanusa man ka, mga lagad. At tingnan sa langit, yung mga lagad sa Ginoo. Ah, mga lagad ko sa Ginoo, as soon as God will hear my prayer. As soon as God will answer my prayer. Amen? This as if makes on, you know what makes on, you know what, we put conditions sa ato mga pag-ampo sa Ginoo. Ah, during siguro, kung tubago ni God ang akong mga pag-ampo, anak pa ko mga lagad sa Ginoo. Or, inikahuman na lang nina ako mga plano sa kinabuhi, diha lang ko mga lagad sa Ginoo. Amen? Or this is as if telling God makes on, Lord, you know what? Wrong timing, mangga sa kong kinabuhi, Lord. Lord, ganahan ko, pero I really love, you know what, developing, you know what, flourishing my career today sa ako nga kinabuhi. We are putting something above sa mga butang diha sa Ginoo. This is not the right time for me, Lord, to follow you. Lord, postpone lang sa nato. Lo ato lang sa i-postpone, Lord, nato ang akong pagpangalagad diha sa nimo, Lord. Amen? And this is oftentimes make zone. Aside from comfort zone, you know what? What caused us to be far from God, what cause us mayigsoon, at times nga diin, wala kita ma-attach sa Ginoo, kaning atong mga excuses sa kinabuhi. Busy magod ko, Brad. Somebody will invite you, Brad. Can we invite you to a prayer? Brad, can we invite you to youth, to young adults, to couples ministry? But you know what, Megson? I hear plenty of reasons. Kuan mangod Brad kanang family day maguro namo. Ano mo, dili pwede mag family day together sa Ginoo? There's nothing wrong with that. Amen? But again, Megson, we need to know that to follow God, there must be no excuses attached sa anto nga kinabuhi. Amen? What's something, Megson, or excuses in us today that we regard as more important than our following the Lord? Will you follow the Lord? But Lord, let me first cultivate my career and my profession. Then I will follow you. Lord, I will follow you, Lord, but let me finish first what I've started doing in my life. Lord, I will follow you, Lord, but Lord, let me first enjoy first this life. But never, you know what? The sad thing, Megson, niningi mo kinabuhi. And as much as we try to put conditions, and as much as we try to put plenty of excuses diya sa Ginoo, it won't really be materialized. Dili yun na ma-materialize sa imong kinabuhi. Bisa magmayon ka na din, Lord, inikahumanan na ako. Once mubo ang akong career, once mahuman ko giskuila, once maminyo ko, or whatever reasons that we are really making before God to tell you, it will not really happen. Amen? The same life that you have making excuses will continue to prevail during the time if God will blesses us. The same life Megson of excuses will continue to just lingering in us during the time if God answers our prayers. But then again, Megson, God is looking for people today who have really the heart that whatever really the cost, Lord, I will follow you, God, with no ifs and with no buts. Sa ako nga kinabuhi, knowing that man, God is in everything. Remember, Megson, in John 6, verse 66, when God preached some top message, I am the bread of life. And after that, plenty of people, Megson, di ba, nibiya sa Ginoo. Ningon sila, lisod, ganun yung pagpanudluan, ganun ni Jesus. So, nibiya sila sa Ginoo, ging na niya, ang iya mga disipulos, kamo, inyo ba sa kong biyahan? But you know, kung sabihin mo sa mga disciples, Megson, no, we won't leave you. You have the eternal life. You have everything that we want. You have everything that we really desire. And in Christ, Megson, that is why, you remember, Megson, Matthew 6, seek God first, His kingdom, His righteousness, and what? And something will be added unto you. Amen? Amen ba? It's not really amen. And everything will be added unto you. Dili something. Dili uban nga mga butang. If we put God first and foremost sa atong kinabuhi, God will take care of the rest sa imo nga kinabuhi. God will take care of your health. God will take care of your kids. God will take care sa imong badlungon nga spouse. God will take care of your business and everything that you have. And that's, Megson, the promise of God. If we only put God above all sa ato nga kinabuhi, if we only follow God with no excuses sa ato nga life. Amen? Notice here, Megson, excuses, you know, Megson, this is really good. Excuses are the nails. Ang mga excuses ko, no, maunay lansang nga gigamit sa pagtukod sa usa ka gubaon nga balay. Ang mga lansang are the nails used to build a house of failure. Right? We won't really grow mature. We won't really go deep sa atong Christian life. We won't really flourish sa atong Christianity as God really wanted it to be. If we have what? Plenty of excuses sa ato nga kinabuhi. Amen? And I hope and I pray, Megson, that if God really is calling you sa imong halayaw, and I believe, Megson, God will call us individually in whatever purpose, in whatever way sa ato nga kinabuhi. May we have what? An open heart, right? An open mind responding really to God. I mean, to responding to what really God has called us sa ato nga kinabuhi. If God wanted Mason to use you sa prison worship, then suman, take action. Take initiative, right? If God has, you know what, touched you to be involved in youth, in Acts ministry, in couples ministry, please do so. These are the things that can bless sa ato nga kinabuhi. Right? And again, Mason, this is a guy who had plenty of excuses sa iyang kinabuhi. And here, Jesus said, let the dead bury their own dead, but you go and proclaim the kingdom of God. But actually, Mason, ang maong nga text, you know what, the Bible is not really telling us nga diin, namatay ba yun ang iyang papa. It was only, by the way, an alibi for him. It was only, by the way, an excuse for him, knowing that if I will make this excuse, God will really grant. God will really postpone. Okay? My following diha niya. But God said, no. If I'm calling you, your business is to follow me. Pasagdi ang mga patay, mulubong sa mga minatay. Amen? That's in what? Bisaya terminology, pasagdi ang mga, usapin pasabot na, pasagdi ang mga tao nga wala pa'y kaluwasan diha sa Ginoo, spiritually dead, bari sa maong patay, nga wala na'y kapuslanan because it's dead already. And you have life. And this is the very life of ours that God is really wanting to be used because after all, may so on, muna nga usahay, di ba? Dili na to. Dili na muna ampuan. Na to ang mga patay. Kaya kung ampuan na to, may so muna ang mga dato oray ma, suman, malangit. Di ba? Sa karaan nga reliyon, di ba? Oh, usaka, Jesus mil, pag-ampo sa kalag ni Juana de la Cruz. Kung yani nga paagi ang Ginoo, paitas mga pobre. Wailo na sa gingarian sa Ginoo. Kaya pwede rin tayo mabriban ang kingarian sa Ginoo. But the Bible is not really telling us. Right? Again, may igsoon, we need, again, to just do whatever really pleases God and remove whatever excuses we have right now. Amen? And last may igsoon is, God says, I will follow you, Lord. Again, ang kaning maong usakagay, the Lord, God did not really invite him, but he said to the Lord, Lord, I will follow you, Lord, but first let me go back and say goodbye to my family. Amen? This guy, the same sa first guy, na diin, they were really wishing, okay? They were really planning to follow God. But again, this guy has his own excuse. But you know what, Mingson? The excuse of this guy is just a matter of saman, minutes perhaps. Unlike sa katong second guy, Lord, first let me bury my dead. Why? Because it, for Jewish context, Mingson, it took around 1 to 2 years para pag-settle niya na. However, Mingson, this guy, mingon na siya, Lord, just let me say goodbye. Lord, wait lang dia, Lord, ha? Na din, ako lang sa agtuon na akong mga parents and I will say goodbye to them. A goodbye would only take few minutes. Right? Whereas burying a father would take a long period of time. And you know, there's nothing wrong, by the way, to say goodbye. Right? Remember, Exxon, the call of Elisha? Diba? Elisha did not automatically follow Elijah. Elijah said, let me first say goodbye to my family. And Elijah said, yes, go and then say goodbye to your family. But then again, it was somehow a repetition. Nga diniyang gingon, Lord, pababaya lang sa ako, Lord God. Nga to sa akong pamilya. But notice here, Megson, the reply of God, no one who puts his hand to the plow looks back is fit for the service in the kingdom of God. Or it is as if telling God, Lord, I will follow you, God, but let me talk it over to my family. Lord, I will follow you, Lord, but ako sa nang i-bring up ngadto sa akong family. Let me see what they say about following you. Ako, maminaw sa ko, Lord, sa makailang opinion. If I will follow you, Lord God, sa mga opinion ka sa akong mga parents, mo agree ba kaasad sila sa akong decision to follow you? Amen? This is something, Megson. This is, muna yung ana ang tenor, ana ang tunada sa tinguha sa maunga third guy. Sa kung ngayon, there's nothing wrong to say goodbye to your loved ones, but the request here, makita nato, is very risky. Imagine, Megson, di ba? If you're planning to follow God, no more turning back. It's very risky. Why? Because, unsa man, because by the time you will say goodbye to your family, saha mo, kanang mo, kwansa ko kay mo, halagad ko sa Ginoo. Or perhaps, ado na mo current relationship, di ba? Current relationship nga, para ni mo nga, dili mo yun iya sa Ginoo. Di mo, ingnon ni mo yung uyab, kanang ato sa nimputlon. Kung kita mangyud sa Ginoo. Kaya nga naman, ako usang tarungon akong kinabuhi sa Ginoo. Then, if we open up that case, Megson, at times we are really attached. Notice, Megson, the attachment, you know what? Attached during sa imong mga loved ones. There's a tendency, Megson, nga diin, makaingon ka na kay feeling of mahingawa ka ba? So, ako baka ni, sa talikod sa kukusamo, o sa makay makuha ka na ako sa pag-follow diha sa Ginoo. Feeling of what? This guy has this what? A guy with reservation. There is a reservation sa iyang kasi. Usa man, follow ko or dili? Usa man, usa may kasulti ni mo, Han? Usa may, Brad, usa may kasulti ni mo, usa man, mugo ko sa Ginoo or dili? Apan ang imong mga igsuo, imong asawa, 50-50 sa Ginoo, mingon siya nga diin, naunsa man, kung mag-ano ka, unsa man, ipakao ni mo nako. Right? But you know what, Megson, before ko nang asawa sa akong misis, akong giingnan niya, at least ba, na siya time nga mo back out. Kaong giingnan niya, mag full time ba ako? Then, kanang okay ra ka kung mag full time ko. At least, kung may tagparan ko, mag full time siya, unsa may trabaho, unsa may buhi ani nga, wala man ni trabaho ra ba? And then, my intention, Megson, was really, was something for her to realize. Nga diin, being a full-time worker, it's not really a life of abundance. It's not really a life of affluence. And I was really honest, really, to her. Nga, at least, kung mugo siya, at least, dili siya makapinpoint na ako. Awa, unsa namin itong kinabuhi. Para at least, oh, ni okay, mamabitaw. Remember? Yung nanti kau daan, yung mag-full-time ko, but then kung unsa ganing dangatan sa itong kinabuhi, at least, anak, mahibaw na kadaan, you have my permission already. That was really coming from me. And this third guy, this is a guy with reservation sa iyang kinabuhi. Usa man, Lord, go! Dili! Amen? And God said to him, no one who put his hand to the plow looks back is fit for the service of the kingdom of God. You know, the analogy of God, kanang magdaro ba? Diba? Kita magdaro sa bukid? Kung magdaro ka, you never turn your head back from sa imong pagdaro. Right? Because that is really crucial. Kung magdaro ka, Megson, you always stay focused. Nga naman, because at any time, kung di focus, musimang na ang kabaw, dili matarong pagdaro. Muna, niyo si God, katong kuyog na ako, mufollow na ako, is not deserving. Somewhat as if, Megson, nagpalok, nagplow ka sa field, and then you are still looking back. May pagwa na lang kuda. You have reservations. Anything sa imo nga kasing-kasing nga diin, dili, you are not really assured. whether or not you're really making good decisions sa imong kinabuhi. This guy has reservations as far as relationship is concerned. Amen, Megson? Notice how, at times, Megson, kaning mga relationship sa kinabuhi, you know what, makababag sabdiay sa atong pagpangalagad sa Ginoo. Labi na usay, di ba? Kung saan man yung pag-probe sa akong gugma ni mo. O biyaan ni mo, yung pagka-Christian, tanaw ni mo, para ba sa niyo? Mutagsaar, yun ako makitaan ni mo. Kung dili na ko biyaan, dili na ko kakitaan ni. Sa 20 kalungsod, usara ning dagwaya. Amen, Mason? Kung ang babae dili Kristohan noon, you will be challenged. So, how? Prove your love. Kung saan so, balik diri sa karaan nga simbahan. Magkuyog ta, mag-iusa ta. Dini na to iugbok ang atong gugma. Okay. Atong biyaan ang imong pagka-Kristohan noon. Amen? And this is makes you intense at times sa relationship. Nga, you know what? Kasaga at times ang makababag sa biyay is ang atong mga relationship sa uban, sa atong in-laws, sa atong kunsa sa atong blood relationship, sa spouses, sa atong boyfriend, and sa atong girlfriend. Amen? Relationship at times hinder us from following the Lord. Let me share to you, Megson, some chika minute. Okay? Chika minute! Si Sam Melby. Okay? The year 2007, Megson, Sam Melby ug si Ann Cortez were usman in a real situation, real life couple. They were really indeed sweethearts during that time. Okay? But wala nila kayo gi-made in public. Why? Because maulaw sila. But there was a time na diningon si Ann Cortez nga, kami na ni Sam. And ang mga tao magsuod, judge nga din, it was really them. Kaya makita magsuod sa ilang lihok, and then, in 2008, something happened sa ilang relationship. Nga din, ginakip ni Ann Cortez for so long sa iyang life that he never really divulged. He never really opened up. Why? Because this pair magsuod got saman. Separated. Nag-separate sila, Megson. Okay? 2008, nag-separate sila. And then for so many time, wala musulti si Ann Cortez. Unsa may rason na nung nagbulag sila. Then some Megson speculate nga diin it was a third party. Babae nga diin maoy nalambigit sa ilang relationship. But during the time, when Ann was interviewed by Boy Abunda, chika minute, ha? The bus. Okay? Ang kibukan ni Boy, na din, bus straightforward, straight to the point, kung saan mo hinungdan, nga nung nagbuwag mo. And then, iyang gi-confirm ni Ann Cortez during the bus, exclusive interview. And then, ningon si Ann Cortez, listen, okay? It's for us to stop exclusively dating. Pero ngano, na-attach naman sila, okay, sa matag-usa. It was Sam Melby who made a decision to stop seeing one another. It was Sam Melby who said, we will put this relationship to the end. For what reason? Was it for third party? And said, kailangan lang niya to concentrate muna doon sa relationship niya ni Lord. Wow, praise God. This was makes on the statement. That is why, you know what? Ann Cortez, whenever makes on interviewers mention about Sam, he could not really hold back her tears because she can never find a guy nandiin mubuwag sa Osaka Uyab by reason of his love for God. And she said, yun siya, she admitted, I really cried a lot. It's hard to move on. But I need to face the reality. It was so hard to accept that decision. Pati nga siya, I really understood it later on. Naintindihan ko siya kasi pinagdaanan ko din yun. Amen? Again, this couple, Megson, very amazing. This couple, I believe, Megson, Sam Milbio, was responsible. You know what? Drawing some young actors. Diya sa Ginoo. Perhaps ni Piulo Pascual. I heard Megson, siya may introduce sa ni Piulo Pascual diya sa Ginoo. Again, Megson, this is an example, a guy of example who, usaman, has no reservation sa iyang kasing-kasing sa Ginoo. Whatever the cost, whatever the pain Megson might be in a relationship ni Ann Curtis, but he was willing to let go for that relationship by reason of his love for the Lord. Amen? Are we people with reservations ba? And lastly, may Megson, dinintang chika, lastly, si Luciano Pavarotti, Megson, di ba? Di ba may siya nga guy? Very good in that, saan nga ako, Angie? Saan ang tingog? Mga tenor ba? Nga guy. But you know what? As he grow, but na-notice sa iyang papa, there's something unique sa akong son. Nga din, he wanted to, usaman, gisensya into that voice lesson, into that music school, para ma-enhance niya ang iyang music, ang iyang, usaman, voice. But at the same time, while nag-study siya's voice lesson, he was also in college student, taking up education. Okay? Maestro sa siya. But, during the time when he graduated, he was in dilemma. Nakaproblema siya as to asa siya iyang kinabuhi. Whether he wanted to be a singer or he will pursue his teaching career. And he asked his father, Dad, unsa man ka ang akong pagabuhaton? Unsa may desisyon nga akong pagabuhaton? Nako illustration last. Huwam ko ni Berda? Huwam sa kuwani, Stira? Ningun siya, sa mga decisions sa kinabuhi, in the choice of life, never sit in two chairs. Right? Ayaw lingkod o duha ka chairs. Why? Because eventually, may so, you will what? End up falling. You must choose one chair to be effective. At the same time, may so, sa itong Kristohanon nga paglakap, unsa maka atong pilion? Ang ato bang comfort? Ang ato bang reservations? Ang ato bang excuses? Or do we choose to follow your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ? Amen? Shall we give the Lord a clap offering? Let's come before God. Lord, we praise you and bless you, God, for this morning, O God. Lord, as we come, Lord God, before you, Lord. Lord, among pag-ampo nga, ikaw, Lord, magasusi unta sa mong kasing-kasing. Kadiin, dili labang mulabay nga kawang ng imong pulong, Lord God, today. But Lord, tugote Ginoo nga, ang imong pulong mag-accomplish sa imong katuyuan sa imong mga kinabuhi nga nga hindi lamang mo biyak mi nining maong balay tigumanan nga wala kami mabalon, wala kami Lord madala Ginoong nga love us, Lord God, nga gikan Lord nimo. And help us, Lord God, that we will be living, O God, nining maong balay tigumanan nga adunay Lord, tinguha gan sa among kasing-kasing, Lord Ginoo, sa mga buta nga imong gitinguha sa among kinabuhi, Lord Ginoo. Because you desire for us great and mighty things sa among kinabuhi. You have not saved us, you have not called us to be nominal God Christians, O Lord God, to be complacent God ng mga Kristohanon, to be all out, go in and go out Christians. But Lord, you have saved us for more than that. You have saved us for greater purpose, for greater functions, God. Sa among kinabuhi, Father. Lord, and we ask you, Father, Lord God, just let God your word, O Lord God, just sink in, God. Lord, linger, God, sa mga kasing-kasing, O Ginoong Diyos, O Father, that it will really change us to be a better person, better Christians. Diha, Father, Lord, nimo. Lord, we thank you, God, Lord, for your word. And we ask, Lord God, for forgiveness, Ginoo. If sa mong kinabuhi, we are so complacent, we are so relaxed, we are so chillax, O Ginoo. Lord, tabangi kami, Ginoo, that we can really live out sa among kinabuhi for your glory, for the remaining days and years sa among kinabuhi. Because after all, we are made for you, Jesus, O God. We are not made into this world, O God, for this world, but Lord, we are made for you, Jesus, O God. Help us that we might have the burden for the things above, for the things of heaven, O Jesus. Thank you, God, for this wonderful morning. Thank you, O Lord God, for your word. Thank you for the tithes and offerings. And Lord, I pray, O Father, that we continue, Lord God, to just inculcate, O God, accomplish your will and purposes, Lord, for your word. Sa matag sa among kinabuhi, we praise you and we bless you, Lord, in all this, in Jesus' name. Amen, Lord, and amen.